Hello, and welcome to the My T1 Group podcast, Inside My Blue World. I'm your host and Type 1 Diabetes Crusader, Bonnie Scheer. This is my weekly share, 5 headlines from around the globe and across the net. Some may pique your interest, inspire, or frankly tick you off, but all are topics for discussion with our diabetes care team and the T1D community. You can find the links on my blog at bonnieshear.com. This week, the importance of testing for type 1 diabetes in children as early as possible. I dedicate this post to 2 young lives gone much too soon. It breaks my heart knowing that one drop of blood or a bit of urine could have saved them. My first headline share is Child Diabetes Signs and Symptoms from Medical News Today. The article reports that in too many cases, children with type 1 diabetes are not diagnosed until they are seriously ill. A delayed diagnosis can lead to diabetic ketoacidosis, known as a DKA, which is the leading cause of mortality in children with type 1 diabetes. My second share is from Insulin Nation, How to Detect Type 1 as Early as Possible. The article provides a summary of a Swedish-based study to determine the signs of diabetes development in young children before symptoms appear. My third headline is from the Diabetic Journal and is the reason that I am doing this post. In heartbreak heard around the world, the passing of 5-year-old Casey J. Terry and 4-year-old David Brown, the second within a day of each other, are wholly preventable tragedies. In both cases, medical personnel failed to diagnose type 1 diabetes until it was too late. May these sweet angels rest in peace. My next share is Test One Drop, a nonprofit organization dedicated to stopping delayed and misdiagnosed T1D. They want medical personnel to screen blood or urine samples for glucose levels at all well care exams and before diagnosing sick patients with a common illness that might mask or mimic type 1 diabetes. They want you to know the similarities between the symptoms of type 1 diabetes and common illnesses such as influenza, strep, and viral infections. What happened to Casey and David must never happen to another child. My last share is a change.org position. Make it mandatory for doctors to test infants and children for type 1 diabetes. Not one more Casey, not one more David. Let your voice and your signature to this petition today make that difference. Well, that's my weekly share. For the links to these headlines and articles, visit my blog at bonnieshear.com. Until we meet again, may your A1Cs be low and your resilience high.